You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Yes, I got the right mic this time. All right, that right there is super fun, super summery. Love it. It is, hold on, it's Heinz, Beck. So it's a two-piece deal, musical band, project, whatever you want to call it, out of Madrid, Spain, of all places, Heinz, with Beck, our Beck, you know, Beck from like Silver Lake, Beck from like the 90s. Beck, who is who had been associated with Scientology for so many years. And the last few years, is kind of like, I don't know. But who knows? Now, Beck also, fun fact, was raised in Scientology. So kind of an interesting thing there. But who doesn't love Beck, right? You cannot not love Beck. Anyways, that is new. That's brand spanking new. And you can find that on the album entitled Viva Hands. All right, cool. All right, my name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The sun is just streaming in. And I say that especially because if you've looked at the weather forecast, it has shown over the past, I don't know, half a week into as far as you could see on the weather charts, no sun and rain and miserableness and cold. And the latter half of today has made me happy. It legit makes me happy, the sun. Somebody who actually does suffer from seasonal affective disorder, my moods just, like, the snap of your fingers will change. Like, especially when the sun comes out, I'll just be in this, like, funk, this sad sort of, no pun intended, awful, like, kind of a miserable, like, and then all of a sudden I'm like, life's okay. I'm okay. And I sometimes wonder, like, I feel when it's really dark and gloomy, I feel like the sort of sky is pressing down. You can't see the horizon. And I also suffer from pretty bad claustrophobia. So I'm wondering, as an amateur psychologist, self-analyst, I think that it has something to do with it. You know, I don't know. Whatever. All right. The time is 6:44. I got here a little late. The traffic is absolutely bonkers out there. Just stupid. There's just all kinds of stuff going on at like King Ed and McDonald. That area. Yeah. I'm just trying to think. Is it McDonald or Arbutus? Yeah. As you're coming west. Yeah. That's pretty snarly. Snarly. It's my new thing. It's gnarly and it's snarly. It's just slow going the whole way. But I get here to campus and it appears to be graduation day. A lot of people looking just fine and fresh, happy, families all over the campus, a lot of flowers. Yep. There you go. Happy graduation to you guys. All right, let's continue. My show, did I tell you, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's where I just play whatever I want. And I'm here alternating Wednesdays from 6:30 until 8. That is correct. The date today already is May 29th. Yes. As somebody who is a high school teacher, yes. We're getting closer. So there you go. All right, let's see what else we have coming down the pipeline. All right. Oh, let's take a look. Oh, this is a band called Susie True. They are a three-piece female band out of LA. That is right. And this song is really fun. It's kind of in the same vein as the one that kicked off the show by Heinz and Beck. And this is a fun one. Fun little poppy punker, if you will. All right, let's move on. Let's listen to Susie True here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The song is called Leeches. Hold on a second here. Play Dead. That is it. And you can find it on the album entitled, what is it called? Well, I'll come back with that. How's that sound? Okay, cool. Let's take a listen. I don't know what happened there. Let me try this again. Okay. Here we are.
Show me your love. your devotion. You can't break my heart. It's already broken. You deflect. Twist what I said. Be a good girl for you and play dead.
On the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from. Well, hustlers, grab your guns, your shadow weighs a ton. Driving down the 101, California, here we come, right back where we started from. California. Gonna stop me now, California, here we come, right back where we started from. The pedal to the floor,
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is so beautiful, isn't it? That is Always, the band originating from PEI, now based in Toronto. What can I tell you about them? That's Molly Rankin, I think her name is, associated with the Rankin family, the famous maritime musical family. All right. Before that, we heard something from Phantom Planet with the song California. That is actually the theme song for the OC TV show, which I never watched, by the way. And it's a single. All right. What else we had? Something from the LA band Susie True. Another single, Leeches, is the name of that song. And in brackets, Play Dead. My name is Anita B. I'm not playing dead. The sun is streaming in. I'm alive. I'm feeling good. That's good. And I'm here for another hour and 3 minutes. What can I tell you? I don't know. What do we got next? What do I have ready for us? Oh, I've got a little bit of Sabado coming up. What song should I play? I'm just going through my Sabado. I adore Sabado. Now, Sabado, of course, is a band hugely, if you're into indie rock from the 90s, like that was the deal. Very embedded in that, in the 90s indie scene. I loved everything about Bake Sale. This is what I want to play. I want to play something off one of my favorite albums of the time, 1994. We've got, wow, a 15-track record here that really, really influenced me as a person and as, I want to say, musician. I use the term musician, like, loosely. It sounds so, I don't know, full of yourself. I'm a musician. I mean, I haven't played in a while, but I had played for a very long time in mostly one band, but a couple other bands. Mostly bass, some guitar, drums. And it was music like this. And bands like Jail, Jennifer Ellison, Laura Eve. Maybe I'll play some Jail next. Bands out of like Halifax, like Sloan, that really, really shaped who really I am. All right, what do we got? Let's License to Confuse, Magnus Coil, Not a Friend. Let's go ahead with Not a Friend. That's a good one. Okay, this is Sabado. Now, Sabado, Lou Barlow, he's the main guy. He was also a member of, Lou Barlow. Oh my God, what is wrong with me? He was a member of, Folk Implosion for sure. I should play some Folk Implosion also. So I'm just kind of like, you know, not really too stressed out with myself. Can you tell? I'm just kind of like playing whatever I want. Folk Implosion, huge band, but also Dinosaur Jr. That's where I was trying to go. And when I'm on the radio, sometimes I'll be like, la, la, la. And then I'll just blank out. I don't know. I think it's like some sort of like stage fright, even though all of two of you guys listen to me. But whatever. So he was born in Dayton, Ohio. And what I know about Sabado, I think they're out of like Massachusetts. I'm almost positive. I was right. Okay. Barlow attended high school in Massachusetts, but originally from Ohio. All right. Enough of that. Let's listen to Not a Friend. Let's do it. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Here we go. I almost had it. Okay. Boom.
Resolved.
Close we are, far, far away. I have
pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger, 'cause I forgot I lit it. Ripping with my sinners, 'cause fuck it, man, I ain't no beginner. And then I crawled back to the life that I said I wouldn't live in. I just couldn't open up, I'm always shifting. Go find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian. Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger, 'cause I forgot. Go find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian. Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. And then I crawl back to the life that I said I wouldn't live in. 'Cause I carried on like the wayward son. And now through and through I've come undone. And now I am just but the wayward man. What with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand. 'Cause I carried on like a wayward son. And now through and through I've come undone. And now but with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand. Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger, 'cause I forgot I lit it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okie dokie. I just had a little bit of confusion there. I seem to have lost some songs in my playlist. Okay, whatever. I hit some buttons and whatever. But anyways, that is a band called Wayfinding. I believe they're from Calgary. We heard the song Bad Blood from their album released a year ago, which was self-titled. So they're a Canadian band. Now, before that, we heard something from the American, Matt Mason. The song is Hallucinogenics, and you can find that on his 2019 album Back on the Funeral. Now, Matt Mason was raised like a born-again Christian. Like, his parents are very fundamental, and I find so many of those kids, including like so many artists, have thrown it away, have protested everything they kind of stood for, and come out as really like amazing artists and singers and songwriters and whatever. Very, very interesting. Matt Mason. Now, Folk Implosion, we heard before that. Now, Folk Implosion, that song, Natural One, that we heard, was released back in 95, and you can find it on the Kids soundtrack. Remember the movie Kids? I do. Or you could find it on the Folk Implosion album that I had, and I can't seem to find that album listed anymore. But there is a Folk Implosion album as well. I had it on CD, of course, because it was the 90s. And then Sebado in there before that from 1994's Bake Sale. We heard Not a Friend. All right, 7:23. Now, I think if I go back, I can find my listening history. Whatever. I think I left out a song there, but whatever. Okay, let's move on. It is 7:23, which means you have a total of, 37 more minutes avec moi. Okay, now we're going to be listening to a band out of all places, Lisbon, Portugal. These guys are awesome. They're called Houseplants. Now, is this, and the EP is called Skyhead. Yes. Okay. Houseplants is spelled H-A-U-S-E plants. And as I mentioned, you could find it on the EP Skyhead. Anything you want. Those are the two songs. We're going to hear the song Skyhead. I just discovered these guys, and like I mentioned, they are killers. So let's give a listen to this. This is brand new, 2024. All right. There you go. My name is Anita B. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and here we are. We've got Houseplants on my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We'll be right back.
dumb. Am I?
Yeah.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I just got off the phone with my son, my 16-year-old child. I'm so proud of him. Oh, wait a second. Yeah, I want to make sure that song went through. He got a job. Yay, Dexter. Yeah, bravo. I didn't get all the details, but he's going to be working on a food truck someplace. It looks like maybe the P&E. I'm not sure. But yay, bravo, Dexter. I'm like, you better get a job this summer. And I just, yay. All right. Okay, it's 7:36. What did we just hear, by the way? I have down here, sorry, my, the band is called PAX, P-A-C-K-S. Oh, and this is a Canadian band, actually. This is the first time I've played these guys, and I really like that song. They're out of Toronto. We heard the song Missy, and then in brackets, Melt the Honey. So brand new song from those guys, brand new album. Okay, cool. That's that. Then we heard Venus Girls, which I think might also be new. Let me just, I don't know. It's from a band out of Leeds, England. The name of the song is called Divine. The band Venus Girls is out of Leeds, England. Okay, there we go. And then the artist in there before was Beach Bones with the song Bliss. Unless I confused it. Sorry, I was on the phone. Yeah, Beach Bones. Beach Bones is the name of the band. I wrote that in the wrong column on my playlist here. Okay, 7:37. I'm going to need to be. Let's continue with some more music here. Oh, maybe some weather. Let's find out. I'm in a good mood, of course, if you've heard, because it is sunny out, weather, Vancouver, which I don't know that it was necessarily forecasted to be such. But right now it is 14 degrees. UBC is located on the campus of UBC. Sorry, UBC. Oh, CITR is located on the campus of UBC, if you're not sure. So we're the very western edge of the mainland here. Slightly different in terms of climate. It's often windy, and it's often a little cooler because of the ocean's cooling or moderating effect, especially in the summertime. Winter could be a little more mild. All right. Anyways, I'm getting like all dorky. I do happen to teach climate and weather in one of my high school classes, which I love. It's like my passion. Okay, what are we at? Tomorrow is Thursday. High of 15. It looks like it's a mixed bag. You've got chance of showers, 30%. Sun, overcast. You know how that works. High of 15. But it looks like the sun could come out. Friday. Look at that. High of 16 and sunny. I'm going to sneeze. Oh, God. Okay. And let's move into the weekend. Yuck. Okay, Saturday, Sunday, highs of 16, 15 with rain. Okay, well, this is why we need to appreciate the sun we have right now. All right, let's get back to some music. What do I have here? What do I have ready for us to go? Okay, here we go. Looks like I've got a little Wilco. I'm going to play the song Evicted. This song is off of Wilco's new album, well, from last year, for 2023. It's called Cousin. The song, as I mentioned, is Evicted. And that's what we got, folks. You have another 21 more minutes with me, Anita B, here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Until I died, if it wasn't my life, if it was. in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines. All day long in the field of hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light. And everything would start all over come break of morn. Daddy loved pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed. To complain, there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the winter time, we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling a hog. Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere.
the way you used to do. But each time I go out with someone new, you walk by and I fall to pieces. You walk by and I fall to pieces.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is Patsy Cline, of course. Beautiful. From 1961, we heard the song I Fall to Pieces. Now, Patsy Cline died so young. It's like the other day I was doing research on her, or the other month, whatever, and I didn't realize she was only 30. When you look at, you know, photos of her, you know, I don't know, I thought she was well into her 30s, maybe into her 40s easily. Yeah, pretty crazy. So she's from Virginia. She was born in 1932 and she died in 63. Actually, her birthday is 3 days after mine, September 8th, 1932. She died March 5th, 1963. She had just turned 30.5. She was at her half birthday. She also had she had a life-threatening car accident as well before she died in a plane crash. So really just so tragic. Anyways, I'm not going to get into that, except that that's how she died. All right. Before that, we heard something from Loretta Lynn, coal miner's daughter. And Loretta Lynn has since left us. When did she die? Let's take a look here. I'm just doing a little thing. Yeah, she died somewhat recently. She was 90, just about a year and a half ago, October 19. Sorry, I'm so old. I still say 20. Sorry, 19 before dates. October 4th, 2022. So she made it to 90. Good for you, Loretta. Yeah. Before that, we heard something from Wilco with the song Evicted off the 2023 album Cousin. All right, 10 more minutes with me until I'm done for another 2 weeks. My show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, runs every second week. And we're going to stay with the female country vibe. We've got some Nancy Sinatra coming up next. Yep, these boots are made for walking. So let's take a little listen to that, all right? All right. Then we've got like one or two more songs. And then that, my friends, is a good night. I've had a lovely time with you all. Here is Nancy Sinatra from 1966 with These Boots Are Made From Walking on CITR 101.9 FM.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
It's been a slice, folks. It's 7:58. I'm Gandhi. Let's take a look. That was Tennis from the 2023 album Pollen. We heard Hotel Valet. I'll be back in 2 weeks, 6:30 until 8. This is Anita B saying thank you guys for chilling with me. And let's see what we got. We're going to go back to our radio DJ. This is the auto DJ. What is happening there? It says we've got, test kit. It's a PSA. Let's listen.
You can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.